You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
We're on the air.
Get me every time, y'all. Right. They literally get me every single time.
I saw them numbers.
Yeah, so I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be with my people.
We back. Yeah. She's here, boy. She's here. And she's in good voice.
I want any of the men that are actually... that are here for Amber.
Uh-huh.
I need y'all to write in. We need to like have a dating segment for Amber.
Yes, we do.
And I think that like just set us up. I mean,
I like that actually a lot.
Have to be straight.
That's the first problem.
That's the main.
And that's the end of the game because
I can already imagine some niggas want to meet Amber,
sure,
have a good time with her.
That's a wrap. I mean, we can all kiki.
Uh-huh.
Right. But then at the end of the night, everyone's going home.
At the end of the
separately.
I can't.
We can share an oobs uptown, and oops, that's it.
I can't with a oobs. Right. I can't with a oobs.
I can't.
Get out of here, oobs.
But if you do have someone that you'd like to recommend for Princess Amber Iman, please email in with all of the stats and the pictures and the Instagram handles so we can see all the tweets.
Yes.
And all
I
those
need
good
pictures.
Things. We need receipts.
So my question, Princess Amber Iman, does it have to be a prince or does it have to be a king?
I'm looking for my king.
Come through.
Yes.
I'm looking for to build
an
empire.
Come on, Boaz. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's here. Yes, I am a princess, but you know, I am looking for my king.
Mm-hmm.
I need him to be a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a real grown, ambitious, you know, God-fearing, you know, tall, sexy, all the things. 401k, dental, health. Uh-huh. Oh, I need all
You're
of those
You're thinking about
things.
Everything.
Ha, shout out.
Yeah,
the Lord says we have not because we ask not.
Yeah, that part.
Ooh.
This shoulder action.
Ooh.
Get on my nerves. Looking like somebody's grandma with these shoulders.
Oh,
I felt it in my spirit.
I know you and your shoulders.
Yes, I did.
Well, y'all, welcome to a brand new episode of Off Book Podcast.
Yeah.
We are ready to hit our marks, and we're going to hit our marks right now. This is Drew Shade.
This is Danya Love.
And this is Princess Amber Iman.
And we're here.
We're back.
And we're black.
The trifecta.
Yes. Woo, now.
We back. And we back.
The love has been so strong, y'all.
It really has.
It's like... It gets me through.
Yeah.
Just like blackness, loving on blackness.
Oh, yeah.
It gets me through.
Yes. So what has your week been like, Danya? You've been in rehearsals. You're in tech currently?
If you hear a noise, I'm pulling out my Chipotle. Let me be great. Thank you.
Yes.
Farewell. Keep moving.
Now.
Go ahead.
I've had a really doozy of a week.
Yes, you have.
A doozy of a week. So Brandon.
Hey, husband.
The Friday before this past Friday, he went home to Maryland because it was an untimely death in the family. So he went to be with family. And this was our longest duration of time being away from each other.
How long was that? Let me know.
It was 9 days.
Oh, my God.
And it was our longest duration of time of being away from each other. And so my sleep has been fucking...
Oh,
you are so funny, Amber.
Nine whole days and not a word from
And that's really what it's been
are
like.
You serious?
Seriously. Like, it might have been day three. I was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Oh, my God.
This is horrible.
It really has been horrible. So, like I said, this was our longest duration of time. So, my sleep has been incredibly fucked up. So, it was one moment of time. It was like a 72-hour period where I was operating off of maybe 10 or 12 hours of sleep.
Oh, wow.
So, you can't sleep when your husband is not there with you?
That is a part of the equation, as well as we transitioned into tech yesterday.
Got it.
So, beforehand, like, the rewrites were insane, like literally like cutting chunks of scenes and restructuring things. So whenever I would get home, like the first thing I would do was go straight to rewrites. And I would be doing that for a few hours. And then I would be so tired, but I just couldn't go to sleep because Brandon wasn't there with me. So literally each night it felt like I was getting maybe 2, 3, maybe 4 hours of sleep, and it was just pounding on. So like my week has been really like delirious and like, what day is it? What's going on right now? And it was so interesting. This is the part that I wanted to share. I had a few moments this week as it relates to just the theater and what we do. And just like being in the rewrite section right now and just like dealing with theaters and what have you, dealing with theaters where you really aren't reflected at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just had moments where I was like, how do I navigate this situation, like knowing the work that I write about, knowing who I write about for, and not compromising on parts of the story, not compromising on the story at all, and knowing, like, literally discernment having to come into place, knowing that, okay, this note is a note given because there is a cultural difference versus this note is actually Danye, shut the fuck up and listen, because this is a really craft and structured note that can help you. So, like, discernment has really been, like, just really heavy with me and, like, navigating that and what that looks like, which is really interesting and tricky at the end of the day. And on Friday, another part to, like, that equation a bit is I went home to Philly to see, well, to see my family first and foremost. And then I went to see James Imes play Kill Move Paradise at the Wilma Theater. If y'all remember, the Wilma Theater, one of my favorite theaters in Philly. If y'all remember, last year, it had its world premiere at the National Black Theater.
Yeah.
Saheem Ali directed it. And so I went to see
it. Such a great show.
It was a phenomenal show. And I went to see this version, this production in Philly at the Wilma. And it was absolutely stunning.
Awesome.
It took my breath away. And right afterward, I had to bounce because I was going to be like a big ball of tears. I didn't want anybody to like see me in that space. So as soon as like we clapped, I peaced the fuck out. But there was a real interesting moment, y'all, when I was in the theater. Of course, it's a big ass theater. 80%, maybe even like 90% of the theater was all old ass white people. And like that play, if y'all remember, is for us. It's about us and about what happens to us. And I just had this moment, literally, like, what the fuck is happening? Like, how, knowing what I write and who I write for, I kept asking myself, like, how do I get out of this, like, space? Like, what do I do to make sure that we see our work? And then, like, I started to go deeper down a rabbit hole, y'all, and I was like, should I even keep going? Like, knowing that for the most part, unfortunately, and like these institutions, is not going to be a majority of us that I'm writing for seeing the work.
Yeah.
Like, I literally felt defeated. And so I'm stretching it out, but literally it was like a 15 second thought process. It was like a blink, but just like really even thinking that and like being in this theater where you hardly see yourself and all you see on stage is you and your stories, but in the audience, you are hardly anywhere there. Like, I was like, fuck, this is really difficult and complicated. And like, what else can I do? What else can we do to make sure that like we are really seeing ourselves? Because I want all my niggas in the whole wide world to be able to see his work, my work, and so many other amazing writers' work. So that was my week. It was just a really interesting week of like highs and lows and like navigating these really interesting
spaces. So what did you come up with? What was your resolve?
I came up with it. So it was about like maybe 15 to 20% of us in there. And I said, of course, I want it to be more. But what we have right now, at least that is good. We have some of us being able to see the work and just continuing on. And like, I know you talk about this, Drew, and I agree 100%. Like, we shouldn't have to do the work when we get into these spaces.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're at a space where we do have to if we want to see more of us in there. So continuing to do that and then figuring out what else can we do to make sure that we don't have to do the work, to make sure that when we're there as a playwright, as a director, as actors, all we focus on is the craft and the work.
Yeah.
Right? And so just figuring out now how to be able to turn that tide as well. You know, but it's slowly but surely.
Speaking of that, I want to share something that I read earlier this week that Dominique Mariso wrote on Facebook. And it was a status that she wrote on Friday. And it said, a friend asked me if I'm ever jealous of strangers. My answer was yes, but it's useless energy. I'm also sometimes jealous of friends, but my jealous doesn't turn to rage and destruction and tearing down of others, except for assholes, because assholes when it feels counterintuitive to the order of the universe. My jealousy turns into meditations and inspirations and wisdom seeking and collective vision. I wish we all knew the difference. I'm trying to propel change in my industry. Can't be trying to be the hottest in the streets when the streets bleed with injustice. Just gotta help amplify the voices of the streets. Who cares who's better at it? Just be a part of getting it said. Sometimes I wonder if we really want to see the people's freed or if we just want to be the Messiah. I don't care if we are all freed by osmosis. I just want us to see free.
Amen.
This isn't a clapback to someone that upset me. This is a reflection on the question of jealousy. If I felt it from myself to others and from others to myself, people who smile at me and hug me in public places could be, wait, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Excuse me.
Take your time.
I'm gonna go back. She said, sometimes I wonder if we really want to see the peoples freed or if we just want to be the Messiah. I don't care if we are all freed by osmosis. I just want to see us free. This isn't a clap back to someone that upset me. This is a reflection on the question of jealousy. If I've felt it from myself to others and from others to myself, people who smile at me and hug me in public places but could be whispering negative wishes upon me in the dark spaces of their minds. But I know they simply lack vision. I'm sending hope forward that they find their light, because my light is made of resilience and endurance and heartache and laughter and vision and love and infinite ancestral wisdom. It will never go out. No use trying. May we waste no time dimming ourselves for the acceptance of others. May we instead spend that time lifting and fighting for the people who need us most. Mm. Because I don't want to be the next anyone or the biggest anything. Mm-hmm. I want to be liberated from all the repression and the restrictions on my unique dance with humanity. And I want the same, the very and absolute same for all of you.
Come through.
Ain't that crazy?
That's what you say at the end of it. Come through. And like, for me, that is what needs to be done. Like, I think about people like Dominique often.
You have to remember that. Yeah.
I think about people like Alicia Harris often. I think about Timothy Dwight, like these like artists, these writers in particular who are out there writing these phenomenal works and amongst so many others, but then who is also like extreme advocates. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck what you heard. Mm-hmm. This is what will happen. And if you don't want it to happen, swerve.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Like, not being afraid and understanding that is about more than just yourself, and it's about this community. And like, that's the word that just keeps coming to mind, is community. Like, what does community really look like, and how can we as a community like move forward and move past all of the bullshit out there?
Yeah.
But yeah, when Dominique wrote that, I said, come the fuck through. Mm. All the way through.
She did
all
that. The way.
So that was my week.
Yeah, that I mean, I think that like you said, that goes hand in hand, because we have to remember those things in order to keep fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about who's best and who's just let's just do it.
Yeah.
Let's get it done. What you been up to, Amber? We already
she
know
back.
You was in the
I don't know if we're supposed to talk about it.
Is that a bleep?
Oh.
Is that a bleep?
That's a bleep?
That's a bleep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he was so cheerful. He was so cheerful. He gave his best Oprah.
I did give
best
like
Oprah.
That brought so much joy to my heart. So when we started rehearsal, yes, Chris is bleeping.
Bleep.
Yes.
Okay, please.
So y'all will not hear the name of it, but the first day of rehearsal, they were like, if we don't want you to post, but if you post, don't put no captions, don't tag where we are. I don't say nothing, blah blah blah. I was like, whatever.
My God.
So
the whole 9 yards.
I posted a picture of us after. So I mean, if you smart and you look at my Instagram and you look at the picture
and there's
a clue in the caption that most people didn't catch. But
right.
I mean, if you look at who's singing and realize it's five black women singing, hardcore singing.
If you can
in
guess,
a musical.
If you can guess the name of the musical, mm-hmm. I will send you the Black Broadway book.
Come through.
Hey.
Wow.
So that's a trivia question right there.
There you go.
That's a good one.
A contest question.
Hit on my Instagram. Look at the post. Look at the picture of
singing. I'll repost it on the Off Book podcast. And if you can guess
there's
it.
There's a clue in the caption.
Don't tell nobody what you're trying to guess, because we can't. Mm-mm. Just, it's on the low. If you're listening, then
can I submit?
No, you can't, sir.
What if I want the book?
Because you didn't heard the book. Look, you can afford to pay for the book.
Listen.
I'm saying no.
Anyway,
you don't know my life.
Oh my God.
Nigga, but go
so
ahead.
No, it's yes, been a long, so I mean, I have so many things happening. So I started that show on Thursday. I think it was Thursday. On Friday, I had my audition for Little Shop. Then on Monday, I had my dance. We had like a, oh my God, it was the longest day of my life. We had rehearsal from 10 to 4, and then we had a dance call from 4 to 5.
Lord have mercy.
And then because it's three girls singing together in Lil Shop, you can't just go in and sing. They have to match you with two other women, and they have to keep doing it over and over and over again.
Right.
So we did that from 5 to 7:45.
Oh my God.
For real?
And they asked me to learn two different tracks. So I was going in the room with two different girls, changing tracks, singing each song two and three times. My throat dead at the end of the day. But it paid out because I booked it.
Hey.
So that's I'm going to do Little Shop at the Kennedy Center.
You better live.
Yeah, October 24th to 28th. And now I'm doing the workshop of Fly. That was at Dallas Theater Center. It's about Peter Pan and somebody. I don't know.
Well, come on and fly then.
Yeah. So, you know, bills are real. They're due on the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to stay booked.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Yeah, I think that's all the things. I feel like I've been doing a million and five things. Oh, and then I did the 12 Angry Men, which is where I was last week.
That's why you wasn't here with us.
That's why
how did
I wasn't
that go?
Here. That was actually amazing. Just 12 ridiculous women. And I mean, readings are a mess because you never have enough time. Our rehearsal was the day of the reading at 2 o'clock.
Oh, shit.
And half the women were in matinee, so they didn't show up till 5 o'clock.
And what time was the reading again?
8 o'clock.
There you go. That part.
And this wasn't like, you know, this never was, oh, can we stand in a music stand? This was like, no, let's choreograph entrances and exits.
No,
and,
it wasn't.
Oh, you know it was Jesus. It was, but it was beautiful. And I had a really freaking great time. And I had never read 12 Angry Men. And I was like, oh, this is a really, I mean, it was poignant. It was, mm-hmm. It could have been written yesterday. I was boohoo crying at some points because the language is just so, it's really a reflection of what's happening mm-hmm. now in the world. So read it if you haven't, because it is great. But yes, it's been a crazy week. My mom was in town. We went to see Once on This Island again last night. It was great.
Oh, hey,
and I got to see Darlicia as Erzuli, and she killed and sang down, throat, back, boots.
Yes, now.
Yeah, everybody was great. It was a great night.
Come through. That's you had a week.
I've had a great
you
week.
You had a week. Yes, week.
That's what's come on.
Drew, what you did?
This week was the workshop or the producer's reading that I did.
Preacher's Wife.
Yeah, the Preacher's Wife.
I was about to say, we can talk about it, or we can say that, right? Okay, Preacher's Wife.
No bleeps here.
We can say it now. Yeah, so it was really fun. We had rehearsals at the beginning of the week. The presentations for producers were on Thursday at Alvin Ailey. And it was a nice little crowd and nice, you know, just energy was great.
Mm-hmm. Felt
and it
went really,
oh my gosh, it felt so, like the music is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, and you know, Titus will be coming into the studio. I think he's going to be like our first guest because he's like, I really want to be on the podcast, but he's in London right now. So
he'll probably live life.
Yeah. So I'm coordinated with his assistant, Jared, to get him here sometime in the next couple of weeks. But I'll let him tell you more about it. But it's just, it's an amazing it's an amazing piece. It just, I really feel like it's going to change the way people view Black people in musical
theater. Mm-hmm. I remember you said that, and that excites me every time.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it's just so many elements to it. It's full on gospel. It mm-hmm. has the musical theater elements that you love and crave. Mm-hmm. You know, it's giving me, and I don't want to compare it to anybody else, but you know how you love mm-hmm. Jason Robert Brown and mm-hmm. you love those catchy, new contemporary musicals. Mm-hmm. This is that for Black people.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, Loretta Devine, Clifton Davis, Alan Green, Quentin Earl Darrington. I mean, there are just so many just throats, just amazing vocalists in the show. So yeah, we had a good time. It was that. And so that pretty much took up all of my week. And I was okay with that.
That's what happens when you're booked.
Yeah, I was okay with that. So that was fun.
You forgot two parts.
I forgot what two parts?
From your week.
What?
You gave yourself a nice, deep moisturize.
You know.
I see what this hair is giving. And you also forgot to tell us that you went out and you got yourself a nice Ayanna Van Zandt cape.
You know what?
I am dead and buried in the grave.
I cannot.
If y'all can see you right now, he is giving all of it.
I am definitely
He's giving all of it.
He's feeling himself. Swallowed.
In the bosom of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Come through.
It is definitely my Miranda Priestly season.
He said, you will remember I'm light skinned.
Yeah. and I will give you all of the looks.
Yes.
All of the looks.
Yes,
with it.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm
here for
okay
all of it.
I hate everything. I hate everything. You will remember that I am light skinned and killed me.
Yes.
I am dead and buried.
And snatched.
Help
that
me.
That part.
God.
Yeah. Come through.
Don't forget it.
Oh my
come
God,
through. Don't forget
hilarious.
It.
Oh my goodness, y'all. So it's been a crazy week in the news a little bit, too. So we're going to go on right on to the.
No, we not.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
First of all, don't you don't let me read my piece, sir.
Oh my gosh, I forgot it is. Who, we have to go into the.
How you set up a format
every
but don't
single
never remember
time.
The god
because
dang format.
For so many weeks,
all you
we go into.
No.
All you had to remember is I said what I said.
I said what I said.
And then you know what's going on because I said it. You like that?
My apologies. You know, it's a new segment. I sometimes forget. You know, I was in the pattern of my old ways, but forgive me. Mm-hmm. I know not what I do.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Now. The light skin sometimes seep
gonna,
into your mind.
We're
going to
roll it
right.
back.
It's okay. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go back to the mm-hmm. it is what it is. Go on. It's Amber's week. Because she was gone
I said
week.
What I said.
I said what I, he still well, don't
it
know
what it is.
He said
what
it is.
What I said.
Jesus. Did you go to brunch? How many liquors have you had?
I'm not drinking right now.
So what the hell?
It is, and he said it so calm.
He said, and moving right along to It Is What It Is. Welcome, everyone, to It Is What It Is. Motherfucker, that's not it!
I said, and we literally just said it.
I said what
we
I said.
We just said it. Okay, Drew.
Oh, God, help
okay.
us. Okay, it's fine.
Okay, now it's time.
Okay, what is it time for, Drew?
It's time for...
I said what I said.
Yes, yes. Now. I felt that one.
All right, here I am. Here we go.
I'm excited.
You okay, y'all ready?
Me both. Okay, I'm all ready. Right.
I actually got set up differently, right, so like, I can prepare for like, it.
You gotta get into
to get
it.
Get close with the mic. Right.
I love okay, how I'm they ready. Literally are perched at the
okay,
microphone.
Okay, I'm ready. I gotta be prepared. I
even though
prepared.
This part involves listening, they are perched at the microphone.
I gotta be prepared.
Go.
Okay, come on.
We need to know.
All right, here we go. There were days when I ran with those guys. I just ran and ran, and I didn't even know I could run. My mother, Odelia, well, I never call her mom, mother, or mama, just Odelia. She always made fun of me. You old, big, fat, funny-looking thing. You can't run, old, fat, funny-looking thing. Can't do nothing. But I could run, and I really started to run. One day after school, the three of us were playing our running game, and Jean yells out, okay, we going through the jungle. There are vultures on every side, and the sky is filled with crows. And you know what that means. That means everybody's going to die, so we got to run fast. And Alton and Eugene are running real fast, and I'm having a hard time catching up. Then Jean turns around and yells, you can do it, Alma. You can run real well. Don't let them vultures get you. You can do it. He stops for a second, and he takes me by the hand. We run together, and we run through the jungle. Odelia begins to get upset with me for not coming straight home from school. Alma, you got to be more ladylike. Stop ripping and running all over the place. Look at your hair all nappy from sweat. It don't look nice for a girl to be running, especially because you're so big. You don't look good running. You're too big. And Lord, running in this heat, you don't want to get black. And when you grow up, you should marry you a man like that Gaines boy, that pretty yellow boy. Don't you marry nobody like Alton, dark-ass little Alton. Oh, funny-looking nigga. That boy is black, black and ugly.
Well, there you go.
But Alton ain't ugly, Mama. He ain't ugly at all. How come when I get old and I want to get married, I can't marry somebody who got Alton's color? You can't marry him because he's too dark. I keep telling you, he's too dark. If when you're dark like that, it don't look nice. It look ugly. Yeah, Mama, but you dark. And that's why I know what I'm saying, because I'm dark, fat, black, and ugly. Now go on outside and play.
Oop. My God.
What
so
is that?
I know.
I can tell
so
that.
As soon as she said Odelia, he's like, oh.
He threw them headphones off. He started doing like, his little dance.
Because I was excited.
Okay. So,
okay.
I'll hold
okay,
on.
So, Drew.
So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we're going to go with she's fat and black. She is in the South.
Yes.
Her mama name is Odelia. It's got to be like... It's okay.
Playwright, do you think it's a man or a woman?
I think it might be a man.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just listening.
I think it might be a man.
Okay.
I think it might be somebody a little bit older.
Okay.
Are we thinking contemporary? Are we thinking?
I am thinking contemporary.
Okay.
You know, the fat back, black and ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm scared to answer.
Just throw it out there. Just oh wait.
All I'll
say something.
Is I won't say what it is because as soon as you said the name, I said, oh, I already know. I know what I know.
Okay.
And so I saw a bomb ass production of this.
Did you tell me about it?
I might have. It was at the Billie Holiday Theater in Brooklyn.
Yes, it was. Just
it was
recently
popping.
Mm-hmm.
Popping. I'll say that much.
Oh, okay. This is
come on now.
Is this no? This is a female then.
There, okay.
It's, is this Dale?
Yes! Orlando
Smith? And the name of the play
you
is...
You got it. Think, look in the mirror. Think about yourself.
Oh, and I wanted to see it so bad, but I didn't get a chance to.
Yes, yes. And it's our good girl, Jessica Francis.
Yes,
in
yes,
it.
It's yellow.
Yes, come on. You're right there.
You're so close.
I can't. Yellow.
Just think about you.
Nigga.
Look in the mirror, nigga. What are you? You are a...
Just think about
yellow
you.
Man.
Yes.
Hey!
Come on now.
Now I'm mad I missed the play.
It was
I did it in college. It's a
I'm now mad.
It really is. It's amazing.
It's a two-hander. It's
the play is amazing. The production that was at Billie Holiday Theater a few months ago was amazing. But yeah, it's a bomb ass
well,
play.
Well, I'm sorry, Billie Holiday.
Help, Lord Jesus. What is wrong with
Listen,
you?
Listen.
Why are you apologizing to Billy?
Exactly.
Because her essence is in the theater.
Help me, God. Help me, God.
I'm sorry I missed it for you.
Help me, Lord Jesus.
Her essence is in the theater.
Right.
I can't with black people sometimes.
Well,
her
I'm glad
the
you
theater.
Figured it out, Drew. That was very good.
That's good.
You did that.
Well, thank you. I mean, you helped a lot. Yes. I appreciate the...
This keeps us on our toes, though.
It does. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm. It really does. Like, that's why we had to get perks beforehand.
Yes, I was ready.
I was ready. Okay.
And the only reason why I thought it was a male because we've had all black female playwrights.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you thought I might switch the game.
Switch it up. Yeah, I thought you might switch it up. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was looking for a little August and then I was like, oh no, let me pull out a little Dale.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm here for all of it.
I'm here for all of it too. Because this is exposing people to plays they might not have ever known.
Right. And now that you got it right, we can move on to Hot Topics.
Hey.
Yes.
I did it myself.
You did.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you.
I know, thank you.
That was so well done.
Thank you. I learned from the best. You're welcome.
I love it. Yes. I love it when people take initiative.
Yes. Yes, my
yes,
God.
Yes, initiative.
Leadership, yes.
Because like Dominique said, we all have to have a hand in this.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shout out.
Yes, so we're going to move right on to the hot topics like Amber said.
Yes, where would you like to start, Drew?
Well, I just want to, okay, so first and foremost, mm-hmm. Let me just say that I love Cynthia Erivo.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. Where we start.
She started there.
She sang her ass. She sang her ass off at the Aretha Franklin Black Girls Rock mm-hmm. tribute. Yes. You know, she's going to be doing the Quincy Jones tribute coming up soon. Mm-hmm. She also just had a movie premiere last night.
Yeah, she did.
You know, she's in the Widows movie with Viola Davis.
Yes.
Like, she is working, right?
Yes.
So, we all know that Cynthia Erivo has been cast as Harriet Tubman, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In a new movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they saying she earned this.
Mm-hmm.
But people have an issue
mm-hmm.
with her being cast as Harriet Tubman because she is Nigerian.
Yes.
And not African American.
Yes.
And so, you know, we are really particular about who tells our stories.
Yes.
You know, it's you know, we can sing all day who lives, who dies, who
tells
our story.
Shout out.
But are we really gonna, you know, are we really gonna do the work to tell our own?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I really don't have an issue mm-hmm. because I love Cynthia and I love her work,
mm-hmm.
but I do understand where the issue
is coming from.
And I understand that we need to also be sensitive to other people's perspectives and hear them out mm-hmm. and hear what people are saying. Because African Americans a lot of times have our history robbed from us, taken from us, mm-hmm. and told from, you know, different perspectives mm-hmm. and other points of view.
Mm-hmm.
So there's now a petition out.
A whole petition.
Live petition. And
a whole petition.
The gag is, from what I hear, is that production has already started.
Oh, it's already well underway.
What's going to happen?
They're not doing a damn thing.
Like that petitioning.
But people
But if you want to put your energy in,
when
go
I tell
ahead.
You the kids are
upset.
They are upset. Yes. Like,
they are coming for blood. They're like angry. They're legitimately angry.
So it says,
I mean,
petition,
you would think they have Meryl Streep.
I know. Jesus.
I mean, I know she was slave, but you would think they got Meryl Streep.
I know.
Playing Harriet Tubman.
The kids are angry.
I'm a little baffled, actually.
I didn't know it would go this far.
Neither
I thought it would just be a little Twitter beef, and then people would move
petitions.
On. There's a petition.
Change.org.
Help me.
Well,
and a GoFundMe to hire another actress.
Like, what is happening?
So, I mean, Cynthia Erivo posted about it a week ago, and she said, I struggled a little with whether or not to post anything about this role, because even though there's so much celebration and encouragement coming through, there's also anger and offense spurred on by my being from the UK. I guess there's a bigger conversation to be had about heritage and experience, also about who Harriet really was, that cannot be had in an Instagram post. But I will say is that my journey to this woman has been long and detailed, and one I have not taken lightly. Nothing has been given to me without me first putting the work in. People speak of foreign privilege, and truthfully, life would be unbelievably easy if that were applied to me, but that is not my portion. I fought for the role of Celie and spilled blood, sweat, and tears playing her. She did.
Yes, you did.
She did.
Yes, you did, man.
The same applies for every role I've earned. This will be no different.
Yeah.
I hope that I do everyone, even those who are in doubt or upset, proud. I hope I quell your fears, because I understand that that is what it is. I cannot tell how protective I am of this woman and her story. I posted this because I cannot allow people to make me neglect to celebrate this honor. This story has gone unnoted for long enough. And Deborah M. Chase, Daniela Taplin, and Focus Features are the perfect home. The beautiful way Cassie Lemons has told the story is more than a blessing. I'm glad to be given the opportunity to bring the life of Harriet Tubman to you. I would be lying if I didn't make it clear that this is scary, and I thank you in advance for the support. Love much. All of yours. Yours truly. That's graceful.
It is.
But I just still don't think that people are understanding where the disconnect is coming from.
So, I want to read you something. So, okay. There was a Facebook conversation about this, and good old Broadway baby Tracy Toms mm-hmm. responded with just a different perspective mm-hmm. on it. So, I want to read it. It's not that long. I recently had a similar conversation about privilege and casting, but about straight actors playing queer roles. I, a cis woman, get cast as queer more often than I do straight. We all know Tracy is always playing a lesbian, like all day, every day. Mm-hmm. So I acknowledge that privilege and the problem it presents to queer actresses who don't get those opportunities. They find it hard to even get in the audition room, and that's a tragedy. It's a different subject, but stirs up some similar emotions. So in that situation, I'm on the other side of it. I'm taking roles away from people more equipped and underrepresented side, which isn't a comfortable side to be on, but I'm willing and happy to have the conversation even if I'm the bad guy. Now, in terms of the British invasion, I, of course, am on the other side of it, the hey, y'all taking all our shit side. This year has been a good one for us, very true, but there definitely is a lean toward British actors playing prominent Black American roles, and I believe there's one reason for this. They're cheaper. Period.
Oh, wow.
I actually have found British actors willing to talk to me about this phenomenon. I did a pilot a couple years ago with 8 cast members. It was an American show. Only 2 of us were American, and we were number 7 and 8 on the call sheet. Mm. I was the only Black cast member, but still, they were all British or Australian, and they explained it like this. In the UK, arts education is subsidized by the government, so they do have easier access to training. But jobs in the arts pay crap. Their TV shows only have like 8 episodes in the whole season. They don't have 22 episodes like we do. Wow. And the 8 episodes they do have don't pay shit. So they can't make a living wage as professional actors over there. So they come here and they will work for substantially less money than us because it's still so much more than they were making over there.
That's
and
so
they get here and they don't have any quotes. They could have a pretty successful career over there, but they still have no quote when they get to America. And an American actor with the same experience has built up their quote over time, and therefore we cost more. And when it comes to Black actors, producers don't want to pay us anyway. So of course they're going to cut corners on us when they can. And then they'll say they made a discovery, which leads me to my next point of prestige. Everyone thinks it's more prestigious to have a Brit in their cast because the general belief is that they're better than we are. And that is what burns my fucking biscuits. They're better trained? That's bullshit. There are more of us in training programs here than ever before. And what really burns my biscuits to a crisp is when a British actor themselves believe that shit. David Oyelowo said the fact that he's British made him better equipped to play Martin Luther King than any American because he could look past the icon and see the human being. As if an American actor couldn't do that. Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
That part.
David Harewood and Kush Gumbo both came out their faces defending casting Black Brits in American productions by saying, we're just better. Oh, really? Nah, son. She said she could go on and on, but she went on into other things. But like, those are two other sides
really
of it.
I didn't even think about that at all.
And not saying that that's what's going on with Cynthia, but from a production perspective.
Well, you know, Cynthia's. Her resume is she got the good white folks on her team.
She does.
She'd be at all the events, and she's built up.
Yeah. She has built a Grammy, an Emmy, and a Tony. She's mm-hmm. built a brand, but it is all from one show. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what that quote exactly.
Yeah. What weight that carries. But yeah. I mean, when you rack up a Tony, an Emmy, and a Grammy off of one project, mm-hmm. that says something.
Phenomenal.
And everybody's trying to book her. Everybody's trying. And she's everywhere.
She's everywhere.
Like, literally.
She on Black Girls Rock. I don't even think there has been a white Broadway actress
that has been able to catapult to the level.
One Tony off of the,
off of one show like
literally,
this.
Like, literally, because most be like, now I want to star and do all these other. She said, I did one show, I got a Tony for Best Actress, and now I'm going to do TV and film, and I'm living my life.
I'm good.
And I don't have to come back to the theater, but I probably
ever.
Will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it'll be on my own dime because I want to.
Right. And she is literally making some good projects.
And ain't look back.
We about to go see that Widows.
Help, Lord.
we going to see that.
And it's not like she didn't start off as like, I'm going to play this little bit part. It's like, no, bitch.
I'm going to start.
She came at the gate.
Yeah.
Out the gate.
I'm going to star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
It's a very interesting thing.
And I'm trying to figure out exactly like how to word it. I also look at it through the lens of, it don't matter where you go in this world, this, mm-hmm. your skin, mm-hmm. being black, people will take note and they mm-hmm. will see that 100%. And now, yes, also knowing that there are different stages and different levels to being oppressed and being marginalized, and our African-American experience is different than other experiences. Yet with that, I can also understand, like, I hear stories about black people from France, black people in Africa still being marginalized and being like slurred so much. Mm-hmm. And so, like, with that, I can see Cynthia, I would imagine, in doing all the research that she does and just like getting deep into the character, also being able to pull from, I would imagine, experiences in her own life as well, mm-hmm. Which I think will be able to help like propel her and like fuel her on top of the research that I imagine that I know she'll like do down boots.
Of course.
And then also, I just kept thinking about, wasn't it like a year or two ago, there was a conversation about Viola Davis playing Harriet Tubman? Do we remember that?
Mm-hmm.
There was, but now Viola Davis feels as though she's too old for the younger portion of the movie.
Ah, okay.
So she stepped aside.
She stepped aside.
Okay, okay.
She's always so smart in she making is. Those decisions. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I would have did it about 5-10 years ago, but y'all took too long.
I'm all right.
So I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
So that's that. Well, it's getting done.
It's done.
It's done. I mean, we can talk that talk. And it is opening up a very interesting conversation. But at the end of the day, this particular movie with Cynthia attached to it, uh-huh. it's getting done, y'all, petition or not.
Leslie Odom Jr. as well. They both
oh, really?
In mm-hmm.
Oh, Leslie Odom's in it too?
Yes, he is.
Oh, wow. Come on, through. Leslie. Yeah.
I love that they're always attached in some form or mm-hmm. in some form or fashion.
Hey, make the coins.
Well,
make
I mean, because coin. He won Best Actor and his career has...
Yeah.
What
yeah.
happened?
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
For black men, it doesn't really...
happen like that.
It happened mm-hmm. the same way. Like, that's you know, I mean, true. Lynn, David, Chris
Jackson
is on a... I actually started watching Bull. I didn't even know he was on it. Bull, he's on a CBS show. They're like about to be in their third season. He's
hell,
on
Chris didn't even win, but he out here, you right. know, killing.
Come right. through. He has a CBS gig. Like, mm-hmm. that's prime time.
Live like, your life.
That's a good check.
Live your life.
I mean, I'm mm-hmm. just saying, you know, Renee Elise Goldsberry, she did, what, Henrietta Lacks?
Oh, yeah, she's been out here working, too.
Yeah, what happened? Like, the ones that won, I'm not really, you know, seeing as much anymore. Like,
Well, the thing I say is also I always, like, say... Don't everybody want to be Halle Berry? Like, not everybody wins a Tony. It's like, now I want to be on film and TV. Like, she honestly has been happy being a wife and a mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She has her music that she's doing on the side. But I don't think she's after the hustle that it mm-hmm. takes and the sacrifice that it takes to be away from your family.
Yeah.
Like, Cynthia Erivo ain't attached to no child, no mm-hmm. mortgage. She right. out here like, bitch, I can be on a plane tomorrow doing what the heck I
want
to do.
So what's up?
So if you in it and you got it and you want to, go do it. And if you don't, that's okay, too, because you still got a Tony.
Yeah, and I also think that we should add, like, a fashion segment to what? The podcast.
Wait, what?
You can't remember the two segments that we just had.
Where did this come from?
What?
Just last night, I just want to talk about what Cynthia Erivo wore to her
I'm
premiere
in the bathroom.
Last night. Did you see it?
Yes, I
didn't see it.
Let's take a look at
are
it.
Are you trying about to be out shady? How got here. Wait
no,
a minute.
I'm not about to be shady. I am asking.
I can't tell what the fuck is going on.
I think one of my eyes, I see Chris jotting down those. Maybe I should bleep this.
Yeah, Chris.
What's that giving?
Chris, keep your finger on the trigger. I don't know what's going to happen. See, this is why. This is why.
Say.
This is why.
I was trying to find words.
Wait, Tanya, wait. I said, are you about to be shady? Because I knew Shane was coming.
I did not
from
try
Andrew
to be shady.
Shane.
I simply showed him
shut
the picture.
Up. I don't need it. I've already seen it. You are not pulling me into this trap.
I'm just telling you what I showed him.
And so, because of this fuckery that is happening. Wait.
Nothing
wait,
happened.
Wait, no. Because of what I have seen from this face and this face, you want to add a mother-loving fashion segment?
He really gets on my nerves.
He is a fool.
He really gets on my nerves.
Can we just talk about it?
No, what are we talking about,
and you know what you were doing showing me that picture. He knew exactly what you were doing showing me. That's why you're laughing the way you're laughing.
I'm going to the
right
bathroom.
Now.
I'm not here for you. I'm going to the bathroom.
I didn't know what I was doing.
You knew it. Your light-skinned ass knew exactly what you were doing.
Exactly.
I don't understand why we're so hostile, because all I did was pull up Instagram.
That's what light-skinned is like. That's what light-skinned is like to do. I don't know why are we so angry. I didn't do anything. What do you mean? Shut the hell up. You in timeout.
I simply said that I think that we should talk about, especially since the Emmys just passed.
I'm not in it. That can be something you host, and me and Danya are going to go get some chips.
So the Emmys just passed.
Yep.
But I'm just saying, like, we
Chris
should talk about what we liked.
Nope.
What fashion choices we like.
And then
what
else?
You remember this segment?
Listen, who knows?
That's the question.
Wait, and then we're going to talk about
what
we
do
didn't
it,
like
you remember
too?
It.
No, we don't have to talk about what we didn't like.
How are we gonna have a fashion segment and not talk about what we didn't like? It's
I felt like if I said yes, then it would be like, then you'd be like, I can't win here. Like,
you're right.
If you don't want to talk about what you didn't like, then don't talk about it. But I'm just saying,
come on.
It's so hard when the shade just trip out your tongue. You can't even get your words right. Because you know your ass is a mess.
I just said, can we talk about the outfit choice?
Don't show me again.
And you know how.
Because you know wait, you wait, was wait. About
Donye,
to.
Donye,
don't show me
Donye,
again.
Don't you know how niggas like to rope you into they shit?
Exactly.
Like instead of him just talking about it. Mm-hmm. Well, can't we? Mm-hmm. Nigga, there's mm-hmm. no we. Mm-hmm. It's you.
Okay. Well, I love the jumpsuit.
Uh-huh.
I think that the fringe is great.
Yep.
The hair.
Are we having a segment right now? Did he trick us into having a segment
yes.
right now?
Yes, he did.
That's
yes.
what's happening
yes,
right now.
Why
yes,
are we
did.
Screaming? Why are we?
Because
we
I'm confused. Because
we can't
I'm
take
sorry,
it.
You guys. Like the levels are off.
Yes,
the
they are. Because you
Chris,
came in here with foolishness.
Exactly.
Chris, what's happening here?
That's what happened.
I can't with this
can
voice.
Can we turn them down? To
you
like,
know? Did he say them? Just, did he refer to us as them?
He did.
He referred to us as them.
He did.
Nigga, it's 3-1. We will kick your light skin ass out of here.
Y'all are hearing this right here, right now.
I'm talking. Chris.
Can you turn them
Chris
down?
Looks like,
asking another
listen,
dark-skinned person
Chris,
to turn
listen,
two dark-skinned
listen.
People
listen.
Now,
y'all
down.
Will not, y'all will not
wow, this is happening
y'all will not
in real
this.
Time.
Let me tell you
off,
what.
Off book.
Y'all will
just
not
because he moisturized his hair, walking and looking like a Yala Van Zandt,
and
he
El
don't
DeBarge.
Know how to act.
And Chico DeBarge.
They're so mad. They're so angry.
Chris looked like us. Chris, Chris ain't here for you, okay?
But Chris... Can we turn them down to like inside voices?
I hate this light skin privilege.
I'm just,
we are experiencing
inside voices. So what you trying to say?
What you trying to say? Because you out you outside in the fields and we in, you oh
what
you want to be outside in the fields with us? I'm asking. Well,
yeah, because that's what I started. Because
you said inside voices. We not
what's
inside.
Up?
We outside. So you coming out with us? Or
I'm
we coming
confused.
In the house with you.
I'm confused.
You see how they flip? All
we just want
no.
I can't say anything. but
so what did you want to talk about? The fact that you didn't like what? What part didn't you like? True. Tell us. Keep going. We're listening.
You know what?
No, we're
like,
listening.
We're gonna move along.
I can't even get a word.
We're gonna move along.
I can't even find.
Donye, let's move right along.
Let's
to the
move
next
right
time.
Along. What's the next hot topic?
The rest in this symphony.
Okay,
like,
so tell us. Okay, tell us. So you wanted
so
to?
So I
add,
just wanted to say, uh-huh. What did you think about the outfit choice of the premiere last night? What did you think about it?
I feel like she met with a stylist and she chose the look that spoke to her the most.
Okay, and that's all you think?
That's all I'm going to say. Yes,
Donye,
her skin was glowing. Was it not?
Okay, and so let's also talk about, since we're talking about fashion,
uh-huh.
the Emmys. So Tiffany Haddish, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. who you know has been in a stage play.
Oh my God,
she
why?
Has. We talked about Tiffany Haddish in the Michelle Williams stage play. I showed you the video.
Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah. Tiffany Haddish was in the play with Clifton Davis, Michelle Williams.
Oh
it was
God.
Like What My Husband Doesn't Know.
No, Lord, these titles.
What my husband
doesn't know.
And she was the best friend to Michelle Williams. And so she came on stage and telling her what she needed to do. And like,
I don't think you told us about this.
Yeah,
thing.
I don't remember
yes,
this at
I,
all.
Yes,
you did?
I did.
I would have remembered
I
this one.
I showed y'all the video.
All I remember is the thing from last week
with like Molly Music, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus
was,
and Judas.
Oh, I my computer's dead. This is from weeks ago. I told you about this. So Tiffany Haddish has been in a stage play, but she wore a
parachute
rainbow,
yes.
a rainbow pride flag.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, no, it was actually from her dad's country. I guess
is it the Eritrea?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
oh, wow.
her heritage. Those were the flags.
It was
colors.
Gorgeous.
It was
oh,
actually
wow.
really gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And when she came and walked out on the stage,
it flowed.
It was
moved.
Vibrant.
It read more. Mm-hmm. It read better.
Yes.
Angela Bassett, who's been
oh
the
my
god, she looked
oh,
phenomenal.
She gets on my nerves.
I hate her. It's
oh like, my god,
it's ridiculous. Like, And she just went and left. Like, she just came and left.
Because she can.
But yes. Shout out to, you know, all the Broadway blacks, you know, that were nominated and
can I
and
bring
perform.
Up my other petty Hot Topic post that
please.
In reference
yeah.
to the
we're
Emmys.
Always here for petty.
So this is very petty, but it is Emmys related Ooh. And Broadway related at the same time. So apparently, and I didn't catch this moment, and maybe I need to go back and catch it.
Mm.
I didn't catch it. But during the Emmys, apparently, Issa Rae, do you all remember that segment when they bought Betty White out and Betty White spoke?
Uh-huh.
So as they're bringing Betty White out, everybody's sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody starts standing up and applauding. So if y'all remember, Issa and Yvonne were sitting, they were on the front row.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So at the point that Issa stood up, she dropped her iPhone and the camera just happened to pan to her as she picked up the iPhone and was checking it out. So it looked like
she was on her phone.
She was on her phone mm-hmm. as Betty White talk. Now, of course, they panned to her after that. She was still standing and still clapping for Betty White. But at the moment when the camera hit her, it looked like she was on her phone. Mm-hmm. So our good girlfriend, and I just say that just to say, our good girlfriend, Stephanie J. Block, who is currently in the Cher Show in Chicago.
Ooh, am I about to be mad?
Took to her Twitter. To the girl checking her phone.
Ooh.
While Betty White was accepting a well-deserved standing, oh, you're yucky.
Wow.
And so then someone said something about the way she phrased and said, well, I'm happy to rephrase to the woman who was checking her phone while Betty White was receiving a well-reserved standing up. Your actions were yucky. So then we have a plethora of white people.
Of course.
Who if something is that important that you can't check your phone during an event, you shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be handling your business. You should be paying attention at an event such as this. When I tell you,
wow,
I just happened to read all these white people who don't know who Issa Rae is, who don't know what insecure is, who don't know shit, but they just met. Y'all, it got, first of all,
ooh,
Stephanie,
I know that got heated.
When I tell
Stephanie
you,
Stephanie J. Block, excuse me, ma'am.
First of all,
how dare you, ma'am? Are you still in the touring cast of Wicked?
Go away. No, she is Cher right now. She being Cher.
Is she being Cher?
She's being
Cher. Oh, excuse me, Stephanie J. Block. We love your Cher, but I think you need to be more aware.
Yes.
That part.
My God.
Like.
But for, why even come out your mouth, first of all?
And say anything.
Second of all, Issa Rae is a whole ass woman.
Hello? Mm-hmm.
A whole grown ass black ass woman.
She knew what she was doing and
saying. To the girl, bitch,
she knew
where?
What she was saying.
Huh? You came out your raggedy ass. Let me sit down before I get hot. I'm getting hot all over again.
I can't.
I just couldn't. I had no time for it.
I don't like that.
I had no time for it.
Why?
Stephanie, you can at me. If you hear this and somebody, you can at me and we get to have a whole discussion, but you tried it.
Severely.
Yes. You tried
it. She definitely tried it.
Sit down.
That's horrible.
Betty was fine. Issa's fine.
And you know, we love Betty.
We do.
We love Betty. And you know, everybody loves Betty. How can you not like Betty? Like Golden Girls is a staple.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, don't do that. You know, especially if you don't even know who she is.
Especially.
Like, girl, she's making moves.
Like moves.
Yeah. She's
such a white ass.
Right, right.
That's okay. I'm hot.
But what do you think about
hot.
Issa Rae's outfit? Did you
I
like
loved
the
it.
Pants?
I love it. She was cute.
I didn't really care for the pants with the
I just thought it was really like young and cute and like
it was.
I know she probably was like, they probably not gonna give me no award. I know I'm still fierce, I do what I wanna do. That's what it felt like. Like
And Mama Jennifer Lewis wore Nike.
And she did what she did.
She did what she did.
Did y'all see her give her high kick? Like,
of course she did. I didn't see it, but of course she did.
Of course.
Why wouldn't she?
She did.
Yeah.
She gave life.
That just has to go. It has to go with
it is
the package.
Who she is.
It's part of the package.
Oh, I thought you were saying like it has to go somewhere else and not be done anymore.
I want her to do the high kick as long as she's able to do it.
As long as that leg is able to reach
yes.
that sky.
Mama, keep it up.
Keep it
every,
going.
Every
right,
day.
Tight,
stretch it.
And all right.
Like, yes, keep doing it. I love it. I live for it. So thank you so much. Let's see. What else didn't happen? It's not really because we had the Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Cynthia Erivo craziness, foolishness. But nothing like
yeah,
else
I feel
really.
Like much really happened this week.
It was a slow news week.
Yeah, because I was in the in rehearsals, I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh,
because
you're a booked actor, you don't have time.
Come on,
you know what?
And like, oftentimes we talk about, we thought it was a slow week, but it wasn't. I feel like this actually, for real deal, was a slow week.
Well, I do want to shout out Felicia Boswell, who opened The Color Purple.
Yay!
They're out at Portland Center Stage.
Yes, they are.
And she's playing Celie, and I know that Good Throat is open and wide.
Honey.
And
come on.
Belting all the notes. I saw a clip of her at the curtain call, and she was just holding an extravagant soprano.
Not a good old soprano.
Yeah, like, I mean, just in her, I mean, in all the fields and all the church gospel.
Hello.
She was holding it down. First
she
soprano.
She did it.
And just open throat. So congratulations to her. I love Felicia.
Kill it, Boswell. I know you out there holding it down.
It is phenomenal. And also, Antoine L. Smith celebrated his birthday.
Yes, he did. He's down there in Oklahoma.
Yeah. So shout out to him. I message him often. I just did an interview with him for Broadway Black.
Yeah.
Come through.
So that should be coming out very soon.
Hey now.
That sounds like there's a revamping happening.
There is.
Okay.
I'm slowly but surely just curating material.
Okay.
And I'm taking it one day at a time.
That's all we ask.
You know, and that's all I can do, y'all.
That's all we ask.
That's right.
And the people, you know, Akeem been in my email.
Like, hello, Akeem.
You know, and I will say this. I want to thank you all. Because after last week's, after, you know, our banter, me and Danya, we got some quite a few emails about just what we were talking about other people's experiences. And we'll get into that. Is it? I mean, do we have any other hot topics?
We want to. I feel like we can move into questions.
Well,
what
I just
want
to say really quickly. So, American Theater often does the like 20 most produced playwrights.
Okay.
And for 2018-2019, number 13, Brandon Jacob Jenkins.
Work, black
shout
man.
Out to him. Number 10, Brandon Jacob Jenkins is number 13 with 11 plays.
Okay.
August Wilson is number 10 with 16 plays.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn Nottage is number 4 with 20 plays.
Okay.
And Dominique Mariso is number 3 with 26 plays.
Work, bitch.
So
come
wow.
Work.
She, yeah. Come on. Because she has been produced a lot. Like, get those checks.
Yeah. 26 productions.
Yes.
So she's number 3.
Make that money.
Yeah. Come That's, through. So I just wanted to share that.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's cute.
That's amazing. Come through.
I love that.
She better be out here slaying.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go right into the listener letters.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And we got quite a few. We can go ahead and just make this a whole little longer segment than normal.
Okay, let's do some, it. Let's knock them out.
Yeah, get some of these
knock
questions.
Knock them out. Knock them out.
Somebody is ready.
So this is from, let me make sure they want me to say their name. Okay. So this is from Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon says, hello, Off Book team. First off, thank you, Deacon Drew and Reverend Danya and Prophetess Princess Amber for being such great hosts and evangelizing black excellence in theater. I freaking love y'all.
Shout out.
Here's a quick question. If you had to live during a different artistic movement or decade, what would it be? P.S. I know a good course you can learn at the Color Purple Theater School. I'm still here one-on-one. Guest artist, Tisha Campbell. Sorry for spelling Danya.
Help me. I hate it.
You and me both.
I hate it so much.
So wait, what's the question?
If you had to live during a different artistic movement or decade, what would it be?
Mm.
Probably Harlem Renaissance. I just wanted to be best friends with Ella. That's all I wanted in life. I just wanted to like go and sit with Cab Calloway and Duke and Ella and just smoke weed and just be great.
That would be so great, but I'm scared of being black during that time.
I know. I don't, like, if I could be like, you know how people go back into movie time? So like, you only visible for the part you want to be in and you can be invisible, like put on a cloak. Like if I could just go to the club and sit with everybody and be like, okay, y'all, I'm done.
Like, I'm done.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I actually, like, you took my answer.
That would be my answer, but I'm going to say something different
since
you took that one. I would say if I couldn't do Harlem Renaissance, it would probably be during the era of, like, the creation of, like, new musicals, 70s, 80s.
Got it.
Like, late 70s,
That's also
80s.
A good time.
Yeah, like, new musical theater, like, when it was, like, really about new works.
Could you imagine being in the rehearsal, like, the room of Dreamgirls, like, when they were putting that shit together? Like, that just...
Like...
I know that was epic.
Like, okay, so I sat in the rehearsal hall with Loretta Devine this week. This woman is such an icon and such so legendary and just still so chill and, like... It boggles my mind how, like, she's just, she an auntie.
I know.
Like, she my auntie. She's, like, a grandmother. Like, she is just everybody's, like, auntie. We sat in her rehearsal hall, and she, to think that the way she's singing, like, she still has that soprano, high pitch, just throat for days, right? And I think about, this is the woman that sang Ain't No Party.
Right.
Effortlessly.
When she was, like, 12.
And she's just sitting there knitting and still singing the songs.
Oh,
and,
like, wow.
I don't know. I don't even know, like, what I'm trying to say right now. But
no.
Like, but just, like, that was a moment.
It's
that was
fucking Laurel.
Yeah.
Laurel Robinson, the original.
I know.
I mean, and even all the work, like, she's waiting to exhale. She is the Carmichael Show. She is, you know, just so many iconic, you know, for colored girls, you know, like.
Yeah. That career is long,
like,
and strong.
If I could have walked away with all her stuff, I would have. Like,
Good night.
At first, I was like, wait, what is it?
Good night.
Oh, that's what he just did.
At first, I was like, is he being light skinned? I was like, oh, no. He was quoting.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead. My bad.
If I could have walked away with all of her stuff,
that's some light skinned shit to say.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, so.
Amen.
Yeah, that was the moment. I can't get over. But in 70s, 80s, you know, like. That would give me a good time.
Yeah, that would be a great time.
Chorus line. And
great time.
Oh, so many different things. Why are you laughing, too?
I was still thinking about if I could have walked away all of this.
He's so damn dumb.
That actually did it for me because it was just so effortless. I was actually confused for a second, but then I
That was
actually
funny.
Really good one. I got to give it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so we answered that. Thank you so much, Brandon, for writing in. and letting us know your question. We're going to move right on to the next. Let me see who's next. Who is next? Oh, okay. So
What is it about to give?
I have to go ahead and okay, so I posted something on my Instagram last night.
Okay.
And it is a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And somebody emailed us about it.
Okay.
Because I posted this from the Hamilton musical website or the Instagram account. And so this is
I'm in the bathroom.
It is okay, so I
just come on.
Okay.
I got an intermission and I thought
I hate you.
We could do a sensible riff challenge.
A sensible riff challenge.
In the show, there's a line from Hamilton that goes, "And what if you're backing the wrong horse? What if you're backing the wrong horse?" And now it is a riff. The challenge is, "And what if you're backing the wrong horse?" We're gonna check and see what other cast members do today.
Amber, can you take that challenge?
No, I can't.
I mean, why not?
I'm not doing it.
You're just not gonna do
I'm
it?
I'm just not gonna do it.
I mean, okay, so that's...
He said, nope.
So, Jamond wrote in, he said, "Jamond here, a longtime listener, first time submitting a question."
Hey, bro!
In the spirit of a post that Drew posted on his Instagram, riffless riff challenges.
Wow.
What is the most ridiculous thing you all have seen in the theater?
Wait, how are the two connected? I'm very confused.
He said, "In the spirit of bad casting and riffless riff challenges, what is the most ridiculous thing you all have seen in the theater?" No dissertation here. Keeping it short. Love you all.
Wait, is he?
This is automatic shit. Like you, shady? Like you're. Basically, he's asking you to be shady. He's asking you to be shady and petty and nasty and spill tea. That's the question. So, with that being said, Drew, you go first.
Drew, no, wait, right up your alley. Not yet. You go first and last.
Yes, this is right up your alley. Go ahead, Drew.
No, I mean, I don't know what the worst. The worst thing I've seen in a theater?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I can say this.
Oh, my God.
It was this play called Othello.
I'm on the train.
Othello the Remix.
Why would they remix Othello, Jesus?
And it was these white men and like one black dude, but they were like rapping and it was like Othello, but they were like rapping and they were like changing costumes on stage and it was like almost supposed to be like, you know, Hamilton sort of keeps the same rhythm or same sort of tempo in a way. They were trying to do that, but they had a backing track that like had like the metronome. This was at, oh, what is the name of that theater? I can't even think of the theater.
Don't remember.
Othello the Remix. Somebody took me to this show a couple of years ago for a date. And that was the last date I had. It was really bad.
Help me.
It was because if you even thought that this was a show that I needed to see, or you bought tickets to take and ask me to go to this, we have nothing else to talk about from here. Like nothing else. So, I mean, okay, y'all can say a moment where you went to a theater was like, why did I come here? Like, what was this? Like,
so I'll say it wasn't a moment of why did I come here. It was a moment of like, what the fuck is happening? I was confused.
Okay. Is it the mammy titty?
No.
I'm not sure.
Wait, what?
That was actually a moment of all moments. That moment gave me life, actually.
Me and Diane went to go see this show at
Bleep that out.
And why can't we say the name of the show? We can't say the name of it.
No. Bleep it out.
Okay. I don't understand why we can't just be
bleep it out. I'm not playing.
We went to go see this show, and the actresses were good. Mm-hmm. It just lost us along the way.
Okay.
I'm doing good.
You are.
I'm doing
keep
really
it up.
Good. The show lost us along the way. And all of a sudden, when it grasped us again, when it came back around to us,
shout out.
All we see and hear is a older slave character, black woman, that is that we presumed all this time to really be a man. And she rips open her shirt and tells the woman, "I ain't your daddy." Because the woman said, "You're my father. My mother told me all this time that you were my father." And she ripped open her chest to show her titties and says, "I'm not your daddy."
Amber is giving the look that we gave. Like,
and
what?
They were at on a slave ship. It was a slave like port.
Tanya
like
is laughing like
a slave ship dock. Uh-huh. And she's working the slave ship dock and like and she rips open her.
Wait, does she have a bra on?
No.
Oh no.
This is like slavery times play.
My hair, my stomach.
Oh, I'm gonna do the monologue from that next time. Oh, so if I do the monologue from that, because that's a black character.
My stomach hurts.
Danya, do you remember that moment?
Of course, nigga, that's why I can't stop laughing. Because I'm just instantly transported back.
Wait, so they dude was just open, just hanging around.
And we were both like, what? How did we get here? What just happened?
And it was supposed to be deep. It was supposed to be like. And nobody.
Yeah, because the mom and this lady were in she was a stud. She was a slave stud. A slavery stud.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, that's the name of the episode. Slavery stud.
I gotta pee.
I can't breathe. Because I remember. I can't breathe. Oh my God. They thought they were slaves.
Oh, so that's why they thought she was the father, because she was a stud.
Yes, yes. And her and the mama was in a relationship, but she had a baby by the slave master. But the mama never told her that she was born... that she was raped by the slave master. She just said that this one man, I forget the name of the character, but it was like a man's name.
Okay.
We'll just say Bubba.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, why had to be Bubba?
That don't make it any better.
Because wasn't it like a, but that's like the feel. Like, it was like a Bubba. And so, and she's like, my mama told me, Bubba, that you my daddy. Like, you my papa. And she said, I am not your daddy.
Whip them titties out and about, okay? Okay.
I can't take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus. she had no care for the titties at all. Like, they were just there.
Help you know, this me. Was,
there was no way. Like,
and then did it stay open? Like, she put her shirt. She
buttoned back up eventually, but she held it there for a moment, and we fell out. Like, we literally
that was a plot
out.
Point.
It was
a plot point.
It was, like,
there
really,
you go.
I mean that is the that's the that's it.
That's actually
that's a good one.
Like, it's no more to say after that.
Amber got one. I already got one. Amber don't want. I wish I could tell y'all the name of this play so bad. Can we say the name of the play?
No, because I don't think it was produced anywhere else. So it was going to trace back to the theater.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, dang.
So bleep.
But you can tell me after, because I need to look.
Bleep.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Maybe I might bring the monologue.
Oh, God, help us. Jesus, please.
Jesus. My stomach hurts so bad right now.
Oh, what's goodness. The next question, please? I can't take it.
Woo, thank you for that, Jermaine. I needed that laugh. But okay,
my gosh.
So... Mm-hmm. That so we can't talk about that riff.
No, God, what? You can play some of the other people who riffed it down. There was.
I mean, from what he presented, they were able to.
Oh yeah. Oh God, please stop talking.
Because that tell me where that scale is at.
I'm in the bathroom.
Where is that scale?
I am in
Amber?
The bathroom. I have to pee.
What
I'm
scale
not,
is that?
I'm not playing with you.
If I will buy you a Broadway black book.
I have one.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about. The,
wow.
I will buy you a black Broadway book if you can tell me what scale that run was in.
Why are you a fool?
I need to know.
Y'all, please excuse light skin, Captain Light Skin over here.
But I'm saying, all it takes is the right person to see you to get employed, y'all.
Yes. Now read the next question.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm done. I'm off my high horse.
Help me, Lord.
Wait. Oh, okay. So this is Lawrence wrote back in. So he was the person that lived in New Orleans.
Oh yeah.
And he was not Actors Equity.
Yes.
But he was a flight attendant, and he was trying to figure out if he's just. He said, "Hello again, dear hearts. So y'all were right.
We know, bitch. We know.
We know. He said, now I don't know if you guys put me on a Broadway Black prayer list, but shortly after you gave me the advice, I ended up getting an agent.
Yay.
Because I'm still working at the airline, I'm able to submit for more projects.
Congratulations.
I'm able to travel.
Work.
And I'm now currently rustling up the AEA dues and living my best life.
Congratulations. Work.
Thank you, Off Book family. Please keep doing what you're doing, and you are literally touching lives. Sincerely, Lawrence. P.S.
Work.
I'm going to try my hardest to catch fireflies. I was super mad I missed Sugar in Our Words.
Yes,
I'm so glad you got an
really
agent.
Amazing.
Listen,
congratulations.
Keep the faith, y'all. Y'all got to when y'all have success stories, please
let us know.
Like,
We love that so much more than anything else. Like success and good vibes
that's
and
awesome.
Love. Like you know, I know I'll be shading people. And
yes,
I know, you know,
Jesus God,
because shit be funny and
this nigga.
It needs to be addressed. Shit be funny and it needs to be addressed.
Help
we can't just keep walking around here like
me,
things ain't happening. That's funny.
Help me, Lord. I can't breathe. Please, God.
Okay,
it should be funny.
I mean, I'm gonna get off the wrong horse. I'm gonna get off of it, and we gonna keep. I did it though. That was the run. Was it not the run, Amber?
I'm in the bathroom.
Was that not?
You did it.
Okay,
just
I did it.
Real quick with I'm in the bathroom. Yes. So Brandon, who listens to the podcast all the time,
he do not start saying that to you, do
he? No. So he hasn't said it to me. He's like I said, he went home to be with his family.
Uh-huh.
One day, his mom, his brother were having a conversation. It was a heated conversation.
Help.
And his brother tried to pull Brandon in to be on his side. What was Brandon's response? I'm in the bathroom. His brother looked at him like, you right here.
Oh, God.
So I just share that to let you know you are just existing throughout.
Thank you so much.
You're existing throughout.
I appreciate that.
That took me out.
Thank you, Brandon Boo. Thank you, Boo.
I love it.
Oh,
come through.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we have another update. This is from last week, Shaughnessy. She said, I appreciate y'all for reading my letter. It legit had nothing to do with theater. Sorry about that.
No, good. No,
I think I needed validation that I handled it the right way. As far as me being a listener, I literally have no ties to the theater other than being a fan.
Yeah.
I've been in the Army for 10 years and a nurse for almost 4 years. I found out about Off Book because I've been a fan of Amber's for years. Remember seeing her?
Thank you.
Remember seeing her on the Tonys performing with Shuffle Along, and all I could think was, damn, she looks like me.
Oh, that's gonna make me cry.
Same here.
She says, so I Googled until I found out who she was, and I've been a faithful follower of her talent and anything she's been involved in ever since.
They got me teary for real. Thank you.
She says, I love this podcast because I'm a black woman in Memphis and nobody here gives a damn about theater.
Honey.
It's a love that I have to keep to myself because nobody around me wants to hear about the black people on Broadway or the amazing black gay playwrights getting the attention they deserve or the stories that they're telling or the black journalists who's made a platform strictly for black actors and actresses to get the recognition they deserve. So once a week, I get to listen to y'all and have a sense of belonging, if only for an hour and a half. Y'all are my cousins in my head and I appreciate everything you do. And how unapologetic you guys are with your work. I'm a fan of each one of y'all, and I love y'all so much. And shout out to y'all's editor. He's bomb with the sound effects. Hey, Chris!
Yes! Chris got a shout out.
Yes.
That is awesome.
P.S. Jimmy has since had his children calling us trying to justify his fuck up on the basis of he's old.
Oh.
That's just how he is. He didn't mean any hard feelings. Just he didn't mean any hard. She shouldn't be upset.
So the children called and were like, you shouldn't be upset because he just old.
Okay, that's about the situation.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, okay. As if they can tell me how to feel, but my manager is still sticking up for me and not allowing him to return.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay. I was like, for a minute there, I was like, wait, what is happening?
Amen.
But that was because the patient was being rude as fuck.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Oof. Well, thank you so much. That
was beautiful.
That was
beautiful.
That was absolutely
beautiful. There are literally several more. I won't read them all today, but there are literally several more about that from the conversations that we had last week. People were just really feeling that.
They
were feeling and understanding where we were both coming from. So I really thank y'all so much for the affirmative, the affirmations.
Yeah.
The energy is felt and it's appreciated very much so. Okay. So, oh my gosh. So many. So here we go. Chloe says,
Hi, Chloe.
She says, I'm a 22-year-old actor based in Chicago.
Okay.
I recently graduated from college and plan on staying in Chicago for another year or so before making the move to Los Angeles.
Okay.
I'm more into TV and film.
Got it.
Although I just graduated, I've already made a name for myself in Chicago as I've performed in tons of shows in the city while still in school. Mm-hmm. Here's my dilemma. I've recently been asked to understudy more than I've been offered actual roles this year, and it's getting frustrating. Mm-hmm. In the beginning of the year, I accepted some of the offers because of pay and for the experience of understudying. However, now I see a pattern, so I started declining understudy offers. Mm-hmm. Am I being ungrateful? Although I have a lot of theater and TV credits, is it still too early in my career for me to decline opportunities?
Nope.
I'm afraid if I keep accepting these roles, I'll get stuck being an understudy for most of my theatrical career.
Yep.
I would love your feedback and thoughts. Love you all so much. Thank you for this podcast and everything you do. You thought it through.
You answered the question yourself, girl.
Because that's what they will do. They will see all of these credits as understudy and say, oh, she's good at that. We know she can handle it.
Yep. Just like when people think they're going to be creative, I'm going to get to this theater by starting doing props and costumes, and then I'm gonna blossom into being an actor.
Bitch,
when you extra good at props and costumes, they're gonna be like, can you do these props and costumes? You, like, the way people see you is how you present yourself. If you walk in the door as props and costumes, that's where they're gonna keep you, because that's what you did, and you did it well. Because, of course, everything we do it amazingly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to start and end your life being a swing or understudy, don't accept the roles.
And I'm finding, you know, even in, because people know me as Broadway Black, nobody even thought that I sang or that I was an actor or that I studied.
Yes.
So that blows my mind.
People are now, like, still, even like with me posting about being a part of The Preacher's Wife, it was like, you sing? Like, how you get that job?
That blows my mind. That's crazy.
People, I mean, that's how we met, though. I auditioned for a piece
and
of yours.
And Slade.
Well, you know, we...
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know, that's so nice of him to say,
that
right?
So sweet.
He ain't cast me in nothing since.
Oh, wait. I'm just... Whoa.
Like, nigga.
Whoa. Whoa.
Look, me and Amber trying to secure jobs.
I mean, secure the bag. Danye, my phone has not rung
once. Not one time.
That's fine.
In all the years.
You know what? I'm not going to sit here
This is the first time that I agree with Captain Lightskin.
You know what? I come here because it's my safe space.
Finally.
I agree with you, Shay.
You see? That's what light-skinned people do. They turn you against
They pull you against your own.
Watch it. Don't let them get in your head or
your
spirit.
You're right.
Listen.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
And also know that we're joking about this, too. I don't want anybody getting any feelings about, you know, us playing light-skinned, dark-skinned.
Oh, my God, y'all.
Games.
We are so kidding.
Like,
we are so kidding.
No,
even though Drew would have absolutely been in the house and we would have been outside.
Oh,
we are so
much.
Kidding.
And we know that to be fact.
Yes.
And I would have definitely been okay with that.
Yes. Of course he would have.
Yeah. Because you
light-skinned ass.
You feel how soft my hands are?
Go outside!
Like, listen, whatever you need me to cook, massa.
I can't.
Whatever you need me to sweep, massa.
I hate you.
Here
and
I am.
Everything you stand
listen,
for.
I cannot.
Because ain't no way. I think about that, too, because my mouth is so reckless.
Oh, you would have been dead.
I would have been dead. I would have, like, literally, I would have been one of
dead
the voices.
And buried in your grave.
One of the voices in the tree.
In the tree.
Listen, I would have been.
But I was in Dynasty Sugar. That was a part of Sugar and all with the voices in it.
Andrew Christopher Shade, 1706 to 1785.
No, nigga, you wouldn't have lived that long. 1706, 1716.
10 years old.
Your mouth is reckless, nigga.
I would have been gone, yo.
Oh, my goodness. Making jokes about the ancestors. Lord of mercy.
No, we're not. Listen, no.
What has our book turned into? Look, I'm in a bathroom. I'm down the hall. I'm on a train. I'm back in tech.
Y'all can't see me, but I started ducking and weaving like the ancestors.
Oh, God.
Swarming around. You about to fuck you up, nigga.
Right?
God,
what is this episode? What has it turned into?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
My stomach hurts. He really started ducking.
I cannot deal.
Jesus, help us.
He said, my hand's too soft.
Yes, but... Okay. Yeah.
Wait, how did we get there?
I don't know.
I don't even know. I really don't. I really honestly don't know. But thank you so much for writing in, Chloe. You're on the right track.
Yes, honey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know how
we align got yourself with what you want. Set your own path.
Oh, yeah. That is how we got there. Yeah.
Be your best...
Oh, God. Bleep. Motherfucker. Bleep. Chris.
Why
Chris.
Can't we say that?
Chris.
Wait.
Bleep.
No, Chris.
Bleep.
Why can't we say that?
No. Oh, my God. No.
Bleep it.
We
bleep it.
No.
Bleep it.
We need you to
bleep it.
You need to have all that confidence. All that confidence.
It's so much bleeps in this episode. You gotta bleep the theater, because I ain't forget about that one. You gotta bleep this. It was another bleep earlier. It's bleeps on top of bleeps on top of bleeps.
Chris, you gotta bleep that.
It's not always my fault.
You ain't gonna catch me slipping.
Who can you blame but yourself?
But that was real good advice, though.
Andrew Shade, are there any more questions for this week?
Yeah, are there?
Listen, they be
please,
trying to silence
me. You
see
how they do.
Listen, I know my thoughts are radical. But you know, they thought Huey P. Newton was radical too.
Nigga, if you don't stop, you just jumping through time. Slavery, Black Panther movement, and listen, party.
Listen, it's my own love trilogy.
Help me. This nigga compared himself to Huey P. Newton.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Somebody send some help. Please God help us. Read the question, dude. Oh, oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes, Black queer shaded pivotal points.
Ooh, Lord. He said Black queer shade at pivotal points in history.
If you don't read history. This goddamn question, I am dead.
I would actually live for that.
Listen. I have a migraine. Ooh.
And can't nobody write it but you.
Ooh, okay. Listen,
can't nobody tell them stories but you.
And I know
you.
My good sis, when he hear this, Brandon is going to be key king.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my stomach.
Okay.
Woo,
thank
you.
We back. Okay. Read this question.
Ooh, hi, I love the podcast. Amber, I saw your show at Subculture in April, and it was phenomenal.
Why, thank you, boo.
Last year for my nephew's 10th birthday, I took him to see Hamilton. He's Hamilton obsessed, and he loved it. I love that he got to see so many people of color performing, and particularly that he got to see a Black man like himself as Hamilton.
Yes.
Who is your Hamilton?
Michael LaWalle.
Yeah. Now his sister is turning 10, and I want to do the same. She's not into Hamilton. What would you suggest for a good first show for her that's clearly as Black as possible?
Once on this Island.
Come on, Once on this Island.
Yeah, that's that.
And catch
and
that.
And she's going to see a little Black girl. Like, she's going to see
that's
a child.
That. Yes.
Start
yes,
there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So go on and get it. Oh, and shout out to Chadwick Boseman.
Who went to see it the night before last.
So that's so cute. I love that he went in and encouraged the people.
Oh, my God.
That's
so
awesome. Brought a little Wakanda to the island.
Yes. Yes.
That was lovely.
So yeah, go take her to see Once on this Island. Anything else you might suggest if that's.
I mean, for little. She said Black as possible.
Black as possible. Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of Black as possible on Broadway right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that might be it, girl. Lion King never, you can never go wrong with Lion King.
I mean, you can wait for spring 2019 with Ain't Too Proud.
Yeah.
And Choir Boy will come in October.
But I don't
know.
Wait, I don't know. 10-year-old girls, no.
I'm sorry.
Don't see Choir Boy.
No.
She a little young, praise God.
Sorry. I know, I'm going to see it.
But we, okay.
And I'm excited.
Okay. Listen, you know
I'm excited.
You know I work at Manhattan Theater Club.
I hate everyone in this room.
So when they start rehearsals, Lord Father God, you know I'm gonna be at the door every day.
I know that's right. Just trying to.
So for all y'all who don't know, Choir Boy contains a lot of very handsome gentlemen.
Not just handsome,
and there's a little bit of nudity.
If it is one particular scene,
there's a little nudity.
If you know what I mean,
in the gym shower.
Okay,
the gym shower scene.
Lang a lang a lang lang.
Okay.
Listen. Ain't no intermission. It's scene seven.
So that's the name of the episode. Is Slave Stud : slang-a-lang-a-lang-lang.
Okay. Eggplant emoji.
I hate you.
I can't wait. That's the takeaway. I can't wait either.
I need front row.
Front row
with,
for the
with a monocle.
Oh,
just
hello?
So you can see extra
yes.
good.
Listen.
With a magnifying glass.
Because I'll tell you, when I saw it the first time, I had just came from brunch.
Uh-huh. Of course, God. Jesus.
Yeah, this is about 5 years ago. I just came, found out about them.
Who was naked in that one?
Ooh, Jeremy Pope.
Oh.
Wallace Smith.
Oh.
I want to say Nicholas Ash, I think that's his name.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's in Queen Sugar right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is his name? Grantham?
Yeah.
Is that how you say
it? Yeah. I think it's like Grantham.
Grantham,
I thought she was talking about chrysanthemums. I got very confused. Keep talking. All of them, it's a lot of folks. I didn't know.
It was like five.
Oh, praise God.
And Kyle Beltran.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some beautiful.
Those
men.
Are all beautiful people.
Beautiful people.
Okay, praise God.
And the piece is just really great. You know, besides them being naked, the piece is actually really phenomenal and really powerful. And the acapella numbers are, you know, it's a play with music.
Yes.
So. You're going to get your life. Also, because I work at Manhattan Theater Club, they started rehearsing for Eve's Song at the Public.
Oh, yeah, with Deidre.
Oh, my gosh. So yeah. Deidre walked in, and I said, Deidre, she said, so you're not the white guy that was right here.
Help me at the front desk. Right. Help me, God.
And she said, so, yeah, let's talk because I'm not going to be looking at these lines right now. I'm on break. I'm going to be talking to you.
It.
And I'm going to be using all of my time.
I love it. Like,
I know,
she's a fool.
Right.
She's so, I love her so much. But she's right. Such a professional and such an amazing actress. And if you don't know who Deidre Aziza is, she was a part of Tony nominated for Passing Strange.
Yes.
She was also actually in the reading that I saw of Paradise Blue.
Mm.
She was the Simone Missick role. I can't think of the...
Oh, I know. I never
the role that Dominique Mariso went on for one night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I saw Deidre Aziza as that role in the a reading of it at Public Theater a long time ago. I think it was at Public, yeah.
And shout out to Ione Lloyd, who's the writer of E Song at the Public. We actually,
and it's some beautiful trans characters. I ran into a girl that I met last year at what was that fest? Remember when they did like that?
Is it Elsie Fest?
Not Elsie Fest.
Another one?
It was a new age one. Chris Myers. And I can't remember because I worked on it.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it.
Broadway Black was the media partner, and I can't think of it.
But I do know what you're talking about,
though. Yeah, man.
I know what you're talking about.
I never know the names of things.
But Ione and I, last year, maybe the year before, we had a fellowship together. As I was developing Sugar through the fellowship, she was developing Eve's Song.
Awesome.
Wow.
Look at that. Full circle. Don't
you love
it? Come through.
Yeah.
Shout out to that. I can't wait to see that work. And then also, this is the last week for Scraps at Fleet Theater.
Oh, yeah.
I was supposed to go today, but we ended up moving the recording time up.
Gotcha.
So I ended up not being able to get there. I wish I could have, though, but I'll try to get to it this week. I'm so sorry because somebody had put a ticket aside for me, and I had to text them and like, I can't make it. I'm so sorry.
It's
I feel
okay.
We're
going
to
make it
that.
Happen, Fleet Theater.
But go on and check them out for the last week of the show. You know, we got some good people over there, and I know the show is good. I wouldn't be telling you.
All right.
So, let's go on to the next question. We'll make this the last question. How about that?
Yeah, we got to get Donye back to rehearsal.
Oh, yeah. Right okay, now. This is the last question. Okay, so I'm just going to pick one. This one say, dear niggas.
Oh,
come through. That's my type of salutations. That's how you start.
Hey.
This is from Antoine.
Hey, Antoine.
He said, first of all, this probably will be a dissertation length.
Oh, God.
Oh, have mercy.
Well, at least thesis length.
Okay.
Second of all, I would love to say that I individually have love for and admire each one of you. Princess Amber and Mon, I do not have enough superlatives to describe the frenzy your voice sends me into.
Hey, now.
You shut it down, literally.
Hey, now.
We were having karaoke at work, and these white girls were trying to sing Whitney. I literally took the aux cord and played your performance from Broadway Sings Whitney.
Can't.
No one else wanted to sing after that,
that
so the event
adorable.
Was over.
Help,
well,
God.
That's
praise
how you
Black
do it.
Jesus.
How you shut down an event and you're not
he
even
sometimes
there.
You just
boom.
To, sometimes you just have to thank him for the small victory.
Oh, shut up.
He said, Donye, you are such an inspiration.
Yes.
To see a fellow Black gay man from Philly making the moves you are. Is unreal.
Come
when
through.
I see you succeed, I see myself.
Thank you.
Drew, you don't need me to tell you this, but I'm going to say it anyway. What you're doing with this platform is so important. Even if you
Amen.
Never hit that go button on the new site, just having this podcast means so much to
Speak
so
life.
Many people.
Aww.
I have my own podcast, not plugging it, no free advertisement here.
Oh.
So I know how much hard work goes into preparing for recording, editing, and promoting every single episode. Hell, just getting the list of Chris, insert clip of Princess Amber Mon singing Hot Topic here. is a job in itself, and we thank Chris so much because he keeps it. I have weeks where I physically, mentally, emotionally cannot do it, so I don't. So please know that you are appreciated for having this platform and this podcast.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I know you're already having people hitting you up offering their helps and services, but I am doing the same. Would definitely be willing to help in any way possible.
Yes.
Especially if you got white people that will train a nigga.
Hey.
I am more than willing to learn.
White people.
But then again, I understand if you don't take me up on this offer. I know you said you had people who wanted to learn before and it didn't work out. Anyway, thank you all. Oh, this ain't no question.
That was actually beautiful, though.
But then he says, P.S. Tell Keisha to look me up on IG, because remember, Keisha was the name of the girl that didn't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
To look me up on IG, BeehiveBoys_. I got copycat, so make sure it's the one with the underscore. I am her tribe. I totally understand what she means regarding wanting to discuss certain things, experiences with other Black people only. That was definitely how I felt after leaving Sugar. Hell, I have tickets to Harry Potter right now, and I'm looking for a show partner. My Black friends ain't interested in my white friends. Well, it's 2018. And I'm trying to limit the amount of time I spend around white people, and I'm not being paid to.
Well, that part.
Yeah. when I'm not being paid for it. I get that. Well, thank you. That
was beautiful.
That was actually beautiful.
I think that was a beautiful note to end on.
Yeah, and we really appreciate you, Antoine.
Thank you,
Antoine.
That just, you see, and it's more of those. Like, it's so many people really went in this week and sent us.
Like, we really still do need to have an episode where it's just questions. Yep, like, I feel like we should.
Okay. Well, we got some. So, I mean, if y'all keep sending them in, it'll probably in the next week or two, we'll do an episode with just questions.
Thank you, everybody.
We can do that.
I got to be here because remember the next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks, you're gone.
I'm gone. Okay. I'll be in previews. So I have to be there. But when we do get into the all questions episode, a nigga got to be there.
Okay. Well, since Donnie not going to be here, tell us who y'all want to see in his chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the next week or two. Like, tell us who y'all would like to
hear
from.
Don't say nobody ignorant. Don't be like, Beyonce. We couldn't get her. Okay?
Right.
She ain't finna be here.
Listen,
but
somebody tangible mm-hmm. and that you think would be fit well with our chemistry and the mm-hmm. way we talk. Like, we can't. We ain't trying to be in here, you know, being bougie. Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody cuter than us. You know, keep it real.
Come through.
You said nobody cuter than us?
Nobody cuter than us. Thank you.
Can't take it.
Don't be sending us no extra pretty niggas. We don't need all of that. Oop. We already got you.
I mean, if they single.
And they like mingo. The tools in my toolbox.
And if they rate a slang-a-lang-a-lang-lang.
Okay, yep. That's the end. That is the end.
You know what that means. That means a big dick.
I can't. Look, this is where Donnie get it all out for the week. He be so composed and swaddled in his Jesus cloths at rehearsal.
I really do.
He do.
Help me.
Listen, he be so cool. He be cool.
Jesus.
So this is where he come and let loose, and we thank him.
Thank you for me the space to talk about meat.
Yes.
Wait. Did he say to talk about meat or talk about meat?
Meat.
I thought that's what I.
You know what?
You know what I mean.
Lord, can we go 1 week without talking about
No,
this?
You know we can't.
Episode,
do you want to?
I mean,
do you really want to?
I mean,
I don't.
Like,
help me.
Like what? I'm baffled.
I am too. I am baffled too because, like,
what?
Nobody has sense here. Lord Jesus, please.
You can't even get the words out.
Well, because I just think that, you know, dicks are.
Oh!
I knew this was going to happen. I wasn't going to say that. I just think that, you know, dicks aren't significant enough in the theater. Like, we should have more.
Dicks?
More dicks.
I agree. For a frontal.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here for
real
it.
Life. Like, real life. You know what I'm saying? I think we see a lot more titties on stage than we do.
No, this actually, yes.
I wonder if Cher musical is going to have any titties, because Cher is known for, like, outrageous outfits, but.
Did I actually know? And this is all jokes aside. Did I tell you I have a play called Hung?
You did tell me about
this. It's about a man that has an 18-inch dick.
Oh, God.
Yes, you did tell me that.
Yes.
I can't remember. Did you send me, like, a scene or something from
that?
I don't remember. I hope not, because I still got to do a lot of work on us. So I don't want nobody saying that.
Oh, okay.
Did y'all forget we still
okay. Listen. So,
do you want to join the conversation?
No, I want to go.
I mean.
Okay, well.
You're welcome to.
I gotta pee.
Well, this is just a reminder to send in any of the eligible men for Amber.
Yes.
That's a good reminder.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, just, you know, since we're talking about the dicks.
Oh, I actually would love Chris. Do you think it could be like an alert or something? And it sound like slang-a-lang-a-lang-lang, so it lets you know it's a new segment coming on.
What is a slang-a-lang-lang segment?
I don't know. Maybe like.
Our favorite
dick?
Broadway dick.
Help me.
Oh, I love that segment.
Help
oh my
me. God, I can't.
I just want to hear Donnie say slang-a-lang-a-lang.
Oh my gosh. Maybe our favorite Broadway prince.
Oh, God.
Because we're getting to that season.
It is.
Sweatpants?
It is Prince season.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Sweatpants.
That's a beautiful season.
Ooh. I'm going to design some Broadway black sweats.
I can't.
Yes. And give them out to who you want to see the
yes,
print of.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure there's some prints out there, some meat out there.
Oh, you know it. You know it's some meat. Mm-hmm.
It's some meat.
It's some meat, nigga. Some meat, nigga. Okay, y'all, we done. We out of here. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Look, we ain't even end it. We ain't even end it for real. Thank y'all so much for listening to a brand new episode of Off Book. We've just hit our mark, and we've hit so many other things, too. And we're about to go home. My name is Drew Shade.
I'm Dye Love.
Y'all, I can't do it. I'm Amber.
I wonder if this episode even going to be playable, because we are so loud. Like, we have been.
This is Amber.
We have been screaming.
I gotta go.
We've been screaming.
I gotta go.
Okay.
I gotta go. Right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.